Thomas Massie rejects Joe Biden administration's commitment to a WHO pandemic accord. By Hannah Blow on March 2, 2023. Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, is rejecting the globalist effort to open the U.S. into a World Health Organization, WHO, pandemic accord, asserting that U.S. citizens will live under the laws according to the Constitution and representatives they elect, not globalists. President Biden's Department of State on Monday said the U.S. is committed to a hashtag pandemic accord, which it claims will vastly improve the global health architecture for preventing, preparing for, and responding to future pandemic emergencies. The department provided a link to the opening statement from U.S. negotiator for the pandemic accord Ambassador Pamela K. Hamamoto, who is supported by statement by Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken and Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra, from the WHO meeting. Notably, she opened her statement by remarking on Ukraine before expressing the U.S. commitment to a pandemic accord, which she said would stand as a major component of the global health architecture for generations to come. Shared commitment, shared aspirations and shared responsibilities will vastly improve our system for preventing, preparing for, and responding to future pandemic emergencies, she said, envisioning a pandemic accord which, she said, will reduce threats, enable rapid response, and establish sustainable financing, governance, and accountability to ultimately break the cycle of panic and neglect. However, she did not provide details on what, exactly, that would look like. She did say, however, that there must be a commitment to equity within countries, a favorite buzzword of the radical left. That, according to Hamamoto's remarks, would include sexual and reproductive health services, which often includes abortion. Hamamoto concluded that the pandemic accord must stand the test of time while building on the lessons from previous pandemics. Rep. Massie is among those who has highlighted the globalist effort while publicly standing against it. U.S. citizens will live under laws made by the people they elect according to the U.S. Constitution, and not according to global organizations, he stated. His remark follows Biden's Department of Energy admitting that the coronavirus originated in Wuhan, China, likely stemmed from a lab leak.